world. Welcome to Discover Your Talent, Do What You Love, number 228. I'm creator and host Don Hutchison. Every day I interview someone from around the world who has discovered her talents to do work she loves to create a life of success, satisfaction, and freedom. Today I'm delighted to bring you our featured guest, Trina Felber. Welcome, Trina.
Thank you.
Trina, are you using your talents doing work that you love?
Oh, absolutely. Every day.
All righty. We want to hear the whole story. Trina Felber is CEO of the Primal Life Organics Paleo Skincare Company, where she has developed over 100 food-based skincare solutions to feed the skin. Her entrepreneurial skills and business-savvy mindset are an inspiration to women everywhere. She is a paleo skincare expert, certified registered nurse anesthetist, and best-selling author of Beauty's Dirty Secrets. Her book is an Amazon bestseller, and her products have been featured on TV stations all around the country. She's dedicated to helping others realize the dangers in everyday cosmetics and skincare and spreading awareness for the importance of using plant-based products. Trina, that's a summary of your career to date. Tell our listeners what you're working on now that has you engaged and excited, if you will.
Oh, thanks, Don. I like to call it biohacking. I am biohacking the way you feed your skin and the way your cells actually function so that your skin and the rest of your body can function the way it was meant to or function normally, as I call it.
I love biohacking. That's a great idea.
I love biohacking. It's a term that's fairly new, but I've embraced it, and it's exactly what I'm doing when I'm altering what you feed your skin.
Mm-hmm. We'll get into your whole backstory of your career today, but what was the genesis of this great idea?
I love to think about how things evolved. I started my career as a nurse in the burn center way back in the 90s, and I didn't realize it then, but that is where my love for the skin really developed. I really got to see what damage to the skin can look like and how it affects the rest of the body. But I also learned that the skin regenerates. So that was the starting point of my fascination with the skin.
Okay, excellent. And now you're offering, how long has your brand been up and running?
I started making skincare in 2008.
Oh.
My first company was in 2009. And that was marketed more as an organic skincare company. It wasn't until 2012 that I rebranded it when I realized that what I was really providing was paleo skincare, which paleo refers to real food. So I really wanted to brand it as what it really was, because I think the word organic has lost its meaning.
Yes, exactly. Gosh, we live in such a world. This happens to be an utter passion of mine. Whether you're talking about fighting the GMO, the GMO issues, or the carcinogenic elements in all products, certainly skincare products, but most of the products that we use, it's an amazing epidemic, isn't it?
It truly is. And you don't realize that your skin is your largest organ. And the way you absorb toxins from the environment, whether it's just being exposed in the air, the water, or your skincare products, the way your body processes them is very different than when you ingest something through your stomach. It's totally different, and it's more profound when you absorb it. Your liver doesn't play as much of a role in detoxifying it when you absorb it.
Oh, that's interesting. That makes sense. I've never thought of it like that.
Yeah, when you ingest something, your digestive process starts in your mouth. So when you break it down by your teeth, your saliva starts to also break things down. And that goes for pesticides and hormones and anything else that you ingest, that the GMO stuff. Then it goes to your stomach. Your stomach juices are acidic. They continue the breakdown process, and then it gets absorbed into your bloodstream, which then goes to your liver. Most of these toxins are fat soluble, so your liver will then convert them to water soluble so that you can eliminate them in your urine. But as you absorb things through your skin, it gets absorbed into your vascular system first. So it travels to your heart and your lungs and your brain, and it may never make it to your liver. So that's why it's so important to feed yourself real food from the outside as well as the inside.
I read something not too long ago. I don't think I have the exact figure right, but it was something frightening. Like every time we go to the bathroom, we eject something like a couple of hundred toxins out of our bodies. Is that in the ballgame?
That's probably correct, because you are exposed to multitudes of toxins. And if you look at skincare itself, just take one product that you're using, whether it's a face wash or a shampoo or a moisturizer. Look at those ingredients and then grab something else that you're using. And you might be using 10 or 12. Most people use between 10 and 12 products a day. And that same ingredient might be in every single product, like parabens or phthalates. So you're getting bombarded just from your skincare in a multitude of ways every
day. Yeah. It's pretty amazing. As you well know, everyone's life journey is composed of a series of turning points or passages. And at these times, we are faced with obstacles and opportunities and choices that determine the course of the next handful of years of our lives. Take us back in your story, if you would, and tell us about some of the more memorable turning points that have shaped your life and career.
Oh, yes. Looking back. So I went back to school to be a nurse anesthetist because my passion really, I love helping people. I love being a nurse. I love communicating with people that need your help. And I went back to anesthesia school and I really learned how the body functions at the cellular level. Then after anesthesia school, I got married. My husband and I was 39. Mm-hmm. And we decided we wanted to go somewhere really cool to get married because we knew we were going to start a family right away. So we knew we wouldn't get any place far away. So we went to Fiji.
Wow.
Yeah, it was beautiful. We got married in Fiji and luckily got pregnant right away on the honeymoon. Very excited. And then came home and 7 weeks into that pregnancy, I miscarried.
Oh my gosh.
And we were devastated. And we were very healthy as a couple. We ate healthy. We had ditched processed foods. We were working out. So just by my nature, I started to investigate everything around me and everything that I came in contact with. I luckily got pregnant again right away. And I was at that same point, 7 weeks. I was getting ready for work, putting on my moisturizer for the morning. And I happened to glance down at the ingredients and just immediately knew that the things that were in that organic and natural moisturizer were actually harming me. They were carcinogens or endocrine disruptors, things like that, that were not just harming me, but this little one that's growing inside me at that time. So
yes,
that was the major turning point and what made me really realize that that's how I'm being polluted. And I like to label it Big Cosmo. I never gave Big Cosmo permission to pollute my body. I was doing so much to keep myself healthy.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah, test all their carcinogenic products on innocent animals. That's a whole other issue, right?
That's a whole, yeah.
One of my passions, too. Okay, so there you were. Could they actually label, because the FDA is not doing their job, if they ever have.
They're not involved in skincare at all.
Okay, yeah, exactly. So it could be labeled organic. It could still have parabens and those other phthalates or whatever, how you describe it. Those things are really, really bad, but it could still have it even if it was organic?
Sure, because only a percentage, small percentage has to be organic. And, you know, natural is another big buzzword, but think about it. Water is a natural ingredient, but I love to talk about water, but really surprises people when I mention this is that most skincare products label water as their first ingredient. But when you read it more closely, it's not purified water. So it's just tap water that is contaminated as well. And if it's labeled as the first ingredient, it could be up to 90% water.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well, okay. So what was the next step you took when you looked down and saw that your organic face product was carcinogenic? What did you do?
Yeah, immediately just went to my kitchen and grabbed some olive oil because I knew olive oil, those ladies in Italy look beautiful. So I grabbed that and I put that on and I started researching. Okay. And I started making my own concoctions, if you will. And then my daughter was born. She was about a year old. And I realized, you know what? I'm making some really cool things. My skin has changed. I started this process with acne and oily skin that I've had for 20 some years on Big Cosmo. Nothing has ever helped with my skin conditions until I started feeding my skin food-based products that I was making. So I launched my first company when my daughter was about a year old, and it was Olives Organic Botanicals. And it went well, but it wasn't reaching the people that I thought it should reach. Mm-hmm. So I got pregnant with twins.
Oh,
and so 2 years later, I was pregnant with twins. And that's when it dawned on me that we got involved in the paleo lifestyle. We were eating paleo. And I realized that my skincare products were made from real food, which is what paleo basically means.
Define paleo. I think I know what it is, but define paleo for our listeners.
Sure. So paleo is typically associated with the diet. And I like to just call it real food diet. Although most people on paleo diet don't eat dairy. And they'll eat vegetables, fruits, nuts, meats, things like that, that are real food. But most don't eat gluten, and dairy are cut from the diet because they're very inflammatory and cause a lot of issues. Right. So that's what the paleo diet is. That's how I define my products, is basically a real food diet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is exciting. What happened next?
When my twins were about 8 months old, I realized that now's the time. It's never going to be easy, so let's just do it. And I relaunched my company as Primal Life Organics Paleo Skincare and hit the ground running because people were looking for what I was offering. I started getting in touch with paleo bloggers and people that were doing paleo. I happened to be on a website called Paleo Hacks that there was a conversation between two people saying, you know, hey, what do you use for paleo skincare? And the other person said coconut oil. And I was like, you know what? This is it. I have the answer. I have to get it out there. So I launched it January of 2012, and it's been amazing. I can't even describe it. We hit the ground running.
Yes, yes. Well, it's interesting. I've been into the coconut oil thing for a long time myself from all kinds of different angles, ingesting it, oil pulling, et cetera, et cetera. When did the coconut oil phenomenon hit the world stage? Because it doesn't seem like it's been but a handful of years or even less.
I think for most people, it's been within the past probably 5 to 7 years. Right. And I think that came about with the whole paleo revolution, bringing coconut oil and the benefits of coconut oil to the forefront. So many people feel like that fat is bad.
Right.
But good fat is really good.
Right. Well, we were told for several decades that we're totally misled. Was it actually the FDA in the last handful of months has reversed their position on that after 40 years? They've come out and said, hey, you know, the saturated fats that we told you weren't good are actually great, which they are.
It is very healing for the body. But it's hard to change the mindset. And people today are still struggling with changing their mindset on that. So it's all in educating people. That's where my focus. That's what I love, educating people.
Exactly. So where did this journey of yours begin when you were going through early education and early life development? What were you fascinated by? What kinds of directions did your career take as you were finding your path?
All sorts of directions. My background is in nursing, So I don't have a background in business. Right. So when I started this company, every step or every growth process has been a learning point for me. Mm-hmm. I can do the research. I can formulate products that help heal the body. It was the business aspect. It's been sort of the struggle for me. Mm-hmm. But luckily, I have a husband who, that's his life. That's his passion, is the growing businesses, starting businesses. So it was actually, we're a great team because he's been my backbone as far as the business goes. But learning to do, putting myself out there, it's just been an interesting struggle. Like every time I put a new product out there, I have to wonder, I like it. I've had great feedback from a handful of people, but oh my gosh,
yes,
you know, putting it out there.
What's the marketplace going to say to this?
Exactly.
Well, you know the statistics because we sent them to you, that around the world, international surveys have been going on for decades about worker satisfaction and fulfillment. And the numbers are not encouraging in the high 80 percentiles around the world and even in the 70 percentiles in this country, land of opportunity, where people are not what I call in their sweet spot, whether they're not in sync with the talents they have, the skills, their personal style, the kind of environment they work in, where they are with that. They may be making a good living. But what is that about? Why do people have such a difficult time discovering their talents and using them?
I think that it's difficult to think outside the box sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you really have to get in tune with yourself. I mean, I'm so in tune with my brain and my mind and my body. Meditation totally helps. It takes you to a place where you can let your brain wander, and that helps figure out an alternative.
Yeah.
You don't have to be stuck where you are. There's always options. And it might take some of your free time away, but that's actually an okay thing, I think.
It totally is. It totally is. You're right. Outside the box and getting in tune with yourself and giving yourself quiet time and time to think, time to feel as much as think, right?
We are in such a rush world. Time just flies so fast that you have to quiet your brain and your mind and your body. Otherwise, you can't hear the things that are back there that are like poking at you going, hey, this idea is really great. You need to walk with it or run with it.
Yes, exactly. We've done a couple of hundred interviews in the last handful of months, and everybody is so different and has such unique stories. But invariably, they come back to some basic thoughts about what you're just saying, about having quiet time, listening to yourself, honoring yourself, trusting your instincts about yourself, huh?
Absolutely. Honoring yourself is hugely important. And the way you honor yourself and trust yourself and portray yourself is also going to make an impact on how other people view you. And you're only going to attract people that see that value in you. So you need to align yourself with people that see that value in you and have those values themselves.
Exactly. It's so important to get honest feedback from honest people. And as often happens in our lives, People are well-meaning for the most part, but they have their own thoughts and agendas for us. We still have to go back and say, okay, thank you for sharing. This is what my instincts tell me.
That is something that you have to develop that knowledge. You have to realize that that's happening. That happened to me this past year. Over the past 6 months, I was becoming overloaded with everything that needed to be done. And it wasn't until I realized that I control my own stress.
Yes.
I can say no. I can put it 2 weeks later. I need to make my agenda manageable.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm creating my own stress.
Yes, exactly. Oh, gosh, you know, when you talk about meditation or however you get there, any kind of quiet time, just to be able to let it all flow through you and you realize that tomorrow is a new day and you can face anything if you give yourself enough time to process it.
Right, and sleep.
Well, it's sleep. I saw something in Forbes just yesterday about that I didn't even know that the scientist at Duke talks about how our brain detoxes when we sleep. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
I did know that, yes.
Okay. Well, good for you. It detoxes and gets rid of a lot of the stress. I knew our bodies rested, and I could have guessed our brains did, but not to the extent this doctor talked about.
That's really cool. I worked at Duke for a short time as a nurse, so I love Duke. But, you know, talking about sleep and how restorative it can be, I love biofeedback. That's probably the nurse in me. I love to know how I respond to something. Nothing motivates you more than knowing that your body responded well or poorly to something. But there's this device called Beddit, B-E-D-D-I-T, that my husband got just for Christmas this year. And it actually, you turn it on when you go to bed and it monitors you all the way through your sleep. When you wake up, you get a score. It's amazing. Sometimes you feel like you've slept really good, but you got a really bad score and it tells you why.
Good.
But it's biofeedback so that the next day when you go to bed, like now my mission is to get a really good score. So I'm motivated to go to bed. I'm motivated to do the routine that I need to do to get myself quieted for bed because I want a good score.
Yes. Well, isn't that amazing? I have to look that up. It sounds like something that would be beneficial for so many of us. So what aspects of your life have been most profoundly impacted by you choosing the road less traveled, if you would, choosing to do your own thing in your own time with your own strategy? What have been the best takeaways?
I really love the freedom that I have of making my own schedule, making time with my family. I love technology too. In this mobile world, I can run my business from the beach. I can do my part anywhere that I want to go. So I don't have to be tied to my desk. So I just love the freedom that it has given me, not just with my family, but with my ability to travel, but still stay connected.
Yes, well said. So you've given us many insights here, but if you had to boil down for listeners, what are the most powerful lessons you've learned that would help listeners on their journeys, whether they're 18 or 80, whether they're getting out to move into the work world or education, or whether they're looking to make the next 20 years of their life most productive? What would you say to them?
I would say follow your passion. You have to define what your passion is. And then just do some soul searching, relax a little bit, because ideas come to you when you least expect it. But follow your passion. And if it's your passion, don't give up on it. It's your message and get it out there, whether it's in a product, in blogging, or in what you're currently doing, some way to advance your career or take it to the next level. It's all about you and it's got to be a passion.
Exactly. Yeah, it could even be a hobby. You know, it doesn't have to be your career.
Absolutely. And it doesn't even have to bring in a lot of money if it brings you joy.
Exactly.
Especially initially.
Exactly. So have there been books that you would recommend to listeners that have been beneficial or inspirational to you in whatever way?
Yeah, I love reading books. I don't have a whole lot of time to invest in book reading, but when I read, it's always something to better myself or help take me to the next level so I can take my business to the next level. But one of my favorite books is called Story Selling by Nick Nanton and J.W. Dix. And it's all about how to tell your own story, because that way you can connect with people on a different level. So that's one of my favorite books.
So this thing called the internet, my word, this internet thing is really quite remarkable, isn't it? How do you use the internet?
I couldn't survive without the internet. Oh, it's my business. My business is all basically internet. I'd say probably 97% of my sales come from internet-based sales. I don't do very much retail because I make my products fresh when ordered. So my customers come directly to me to purchase. So without the internet, I wouldn't be talking to you.
Right. So what do you see happening in your life in the next handful of years? What's your vision going forward, as much as we can have one?
I really want to get my message out there about just increasing awareness. So my goal is to do speaking events and educate the public so they can make the choices that are correct for them, so that they are aware of what they're putting on their body and they can make the changes over time that need to be made. Because your body is an amazing system. Yes. And if you feed it the right fuel, it will function so much better and reward you so much more than if you start putting poor things or carcinogens and things like that in it.
All right. It's no wonder that our medical system is a multi-trillion dollar, whatever, $38 billion or something, because our food supply is so polluted. What are you proudest of in your life?
Obviously, I'm very proud of my family, my husband, my kids. That's always a priority in my life. I'm really proud that I had the opportunity and I saw it as a great opportunity and I didn't let fear get in my way to take my career as a nurse, because I still feel like this is an extension of my nursing career.
Sure.
I just don't have to do it in the confines of a hospital. I can help people. I can help heal people around the world and be a great nurse that provides healing in more ways than just at the hospital bed.
Exactly. Trina Felber, what a great pleasure being with you today. We appreciate you sharing the highlights of your life journey, and I know that our listeners around the world have learned lessons that will help them on theirs. So how do those listeners get in touch with you?
The internet is my website, primallifeorganics.com. You can find me on Facebook. It's Facebook.com/Primal Life Organics. Twitter and Instagram is @PrimalLifeOrg. You can find my book on Amazon, which is Beauty's Dirty Secret. My new blog coming out very shortly is going to be called The Healthy Me, or you can find my blog, Cave Girl Skincare.
I love Beauty's Dirty Secret.
Thank you.
You have an offer for listeners too, right?
I sure do. I have a great package. I know people, when they start to investigate skincare or look into their skincare, don't really know what to get or where to start. So I put together a starter package, that puts in there the products that really get you off to a good start to see what real food can do for your body. So if you go to the website and enter your email into the email slot, you will get a $10 off coupon and be able to get the starter package.
Oh, excellent. What a nice offer. Thank you so much. Listeners know you can go to discoveryourtalentpodcast.com to put in Trina's name and find the summary of this fine interview, as well as the links to social media, to this offer, etc. So please take advantage of that. I want to thank you, listeners across the world, for joining us today. As always, if you go to our website, we have an infographic, What Do Highly Successful People Actually Do to Succeed? 12 Proven Career Building Strategies to Help You Do What You Love. These are thoughts and strategies that have been developed over decades by the thought leaders in the world. And we've had great feedback from listeners who've used these to kickstart their career to the next level. It's all free, and I'll take advantage of it and use it. You can also subscribe for free to our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. If you like the content, join us. We'd like to join our tribe. We'd like to know how we can serve you better. In closing, every one of us is born with unique talents and gifts. We don't learn them. We cannot ignore them. They're just a part of who we are, our DNA. Whenever we discover them and use them in our lives and careers, we do not merely survive, we thrive in every way possible. So until next time, all my best, and whatever you do, have fun out there today.